Hi, welcome to another episode of Angel on Podcast, holding on to hopes and dreams. How do you keep going for a dream? Well, we all have our own tough times. Everyone goes through something heavy, and there are those days na masasabi mo na lang sa sarili mo na ayoko na, pagod na ako, I don't want to do this anymore, I'm tired and sick of life. Yes, we all have days when we get tired and want to give up. And that's okay. We're only human and we get tired too. We do a lot in life. We think a lot. Every day we make choices. And there are times when we have to make tough decisions. So, who doesn't get tired, right? But this should not be a reason for us to give up on our dreams. Now, I will share to you guys the challenges I went through just to achieve my dreams. My first goal is to get into college and get a degree. So when I was in college, there were a lot of challenges that I went through. And I can say that it became my training ground. I was able to build a strong self-determination. I learned to manage my patience. And yes, patience is a virtue. Patience is an aid to success, especially when times get tough. The level of difficulty, the pressure in studying in college is way more different, but it feels so fulfilling when you passed all the challenges and make it through the semester. When I was still in my first year, I have faced a serious challenge. Yes, serious challenge talaga kasi I got sick and had surgery. And because of that, gusto ng parents ko na magpahinga muna ako, tumigil muna ako sa pag-aaral, pero hindi ako pumayag. I recovered quickly naman and I just rested for 15 days and went back to school na kaagad. At that time, I was really struggling kasi akala ko hindi ko matatapos yung semester, hindi ako makakapasa. You know that feeling na you just recovered from a surgery and then meron ko pang iniisip na projects, you know, akads, ganun. The days when I was at home and nagpapahinga kasi I was still healing my wounds from the surgery, I can't stop thinking about the things na dapat kong gawin sa school. The classes and exams I missed. Hindi naman ako top student. I'm not really the achiever type of student. But I'm the type of person who can't rest until I finish something. Knowing na meron pa akong hindi natatapos, meron kailangan gawin, hindi ako mabakali. Parang hindi ko kayang magpakampante. Kasi future ko nakasalalay dito eh. So, ganun no ka concern. And I also think about the hard work of my parents and the money they spent just to send me to school. Hindi naman nila ako pinapressure, pero yun. They were very understanding. We sometimes have arguments, but they don't set standards that you should be like this, you should get good grades. But that doesn't mean naman that failing grades is okay with them. They also encouraged me to study hard. They're just very supportive. Ganon. The most memorable experience, isa din sa mga hindi talaga makakalimutan, was during my senior year, the toughest stage ever. This is the time where I started doing my thesis. It's a case study type, so I have to do a lot of research for my data. Nouna, nagdadalawang isip ako kasi parang imposible na magagawa ko siya kasi it requires an in-depth analysis. So, it's a time-consuming process talaga. I'm thinking if I would be able to finish it or not. Pero, I did it anyway. My advisor was there to help me throughout the process of doing my thesis. He guided me on what to do. He was very hands-on. And my rules for myself at the time, walang araw dapat na wala akong ginagawa. No time should be wasted. Every minute is so crucial. I can still remember not seeing my friends or talking to them because we were really busy. Kasi magkaiba kami ng advisor noon. There was this one time na I got home past 1 a.m. na, and my mom texted me to check where I was, what time will I go home. But I got home safe naman. Thank you to my best friend, Ate Maggie, na sinamahan ako pa uwi. So yun, puyat. Sobrang nakapagod. I had to print papers pa for my research. Not just once, but many times. Kasi ang daming revisions, certification ng panels. There was a time na I thought my content was okay. I did what I had to do. Pero oops, hindi pa pala. One of my panels put the big X on some parts of my content. And yun, I started to cry na kasi ginabi ako sa pagpapaprint nun eh. And yeah, sobrang nakakapagod. And I couldn't stop myself from crying. Siguro sobrang pagod na din. Sa isip ko, uulitin ko na naman. And yeah, sobrang nakaka-drain. And we spend a lot on prints. Sobrang napakagastos. Pero yeah, I have no choice. Ang importante, matapos ko yung thesis ko. And guys, I don't have my own stuff. Laptop, printer, wala. Kasi hindi naman ko yung mayaman. And yun. Kailangan ko pang pumunta sa computer shop for the editing. It was really hard and sobrang nakakapagod. But it's really a dream come true for me. It was one of the best decisions I made in my entire life na magawa ko yung thesis na yun. It really wasn't easy. It wasn't smooth sailing. It took a lot of work on every level, especially in finding my respondents. But my mom and yung isa kong classmate, Ate Josh, were there to help me. And I was really lucky that my respondents agreed to do the interview. Because I know na it's not easy to talk about experiences that aren't really that good. And to think na it's too confidential for them. Pero why do I want to do that case study? Bakit nga ba? Kasi I've been wanting to do something related to women. And nung time na pinag-isip na kami kung anong gustong title namin for our research, yun talaga yung unang-una kong naisip. So yun, when I interviewed my respondents, I was very impressed with their courage to continue to fight in life despite the extreme hardships they went through. They are mothers who have been victims of violence and deprivation, but they fought for themselves and for the sake of their children. And while I was doing the interview, I can see the pain read through their eyes, and naramdaman ko din sila. Yung habang kinakwento nila yung story nila, naiiyak ako sa sobrang hirap ng dinanas nila. I can't even imagine myself kung ako yung nandun. I don't think makakayanan ko. I was very moved by their story. Because of that, I was even more motivated to continue on my research. I was like, I shouldn't give up. My respondents didn't even think of giving up on their dreams even though they went through so much hardship. So yun, pinagpatuloy ko lang. So ito na yung nangyari. This is a bit funny for me, but I can't really forget the day after I finished my thesis. I was on my way walking to the office of one of my panels, and it was dark where I was walking at the time. I stepped on a rock, natumba ako, my book was thrown away. But, you know, it felt like it's the last obstacle I have to go through before I reach the finish line. And that's not the only thing that happened. That evening, I was with my classmate. Nakalimutan namin mapapirma sa dean namin. Hindi na namin siya naabutan. So yun, we went to our dean's house to have her sign our book. The road is quite dark. We don't know where exactly her house is. Luckily, we found it. Sobrang nakapagod. An exhausting experience though, but very worth it naman. So yun, finally, the long wait is over. Graduate ako. Graduate kaming lahat. Walang naiwan. Yeah, I'm so happy. Tapos, ito na yung sinasabi nila na the real battle starts after college. So here's an attempt to fulfill one of my dreams. Just last year, I auditioned as a course reporter for a sports association, the career I dreamed of for a long time. It's related to my field, so I'm a bit confident about it. I'm okay with the requirements naman, and that made me a little excited. because the other associations that I know, they only accept candidates who are also from a university that is part of their association. Pero kahit ganun, I still felt like I couldn't get it either. Because it's a big association. It's, yeah, sikat siya, known. And their partner company is one of the biggest television networks here in the Philippines. So, ayun. Pero why not, diba? So, I submitted my entry, and after a few days, I received an email from them getting my consent to give them permission to use my audition video for promotional materials, purposes ng association, and for guesting na din daw sa shows nila to talk about culture reporters and association. It took a while before I received a response from them. Until one day, I received a text message from the association saying na nakapili na sila ng candidates for the season. So, yun. But it didn't make me feel sad because I'm still happy. I'm still happy for myself for what I did because of the idea that I made an attempt, even though it was unlikely that I would get it. I'm still happy. At least I did something for the job I once dreamed of. And I'm grateful for my job right now in a BPO company and yung part-time online teaching job ko. Honestly, I don't feel super fulfilled yet. I have many more plans. I'm still working on it. I still have a long way to go, alam ko yan. And it's not that easy to decide on things. I don't want to rush. And especially if it's about my work and my career, I want to think carefully about every decision I make. And I know now God has better plans for me. The right time will come. Whenever we go through something, the first question that comes to mind is, can I do it? Will I get through this? Kakayanin ko kaya? And the answer to that is, yes, you can. And that is if you have a strong determination. All it takes is just the courage to do it. So if you want to fulfill your dreams in life, you have to work for it. Alam naman natin yan. Kung gusto mong mamuhay sa paraang gusto mo, take an action, make it happen. I know it's easier said than done. It's not easy, nakakapagod, nakakawala ng gana. Yeah, minsan. But even if sometimes we feel discouraged, don't let these things take over. The courage and self-determination must prevail. All the things we went through just to achieve our dreams is what makes life meaningful. And it can be a source of motivation sa atin. One day, you will look back and you will say, na nakayanan ko, I made it. Or you can say, nakayanan ko dati, mas kaya ko ngayon. And this way, we can also inspire others to work hard for their dreams. Let's radiate positivity. There are days when I really want to stop. Hindi naman ako superhuman. Napapagod din ako. But I was like, I've been through a lot in life and this is not the time to give up. And when I remember those days na I thought I couldn't achieve my goals, I'm being reminded of how hard I work for the things I have right now. Kahit na hindi man lahat. Pero, alam niyo yun, like, it wouldn't have happened if I hadn't been brave enough to face those challenges. And it feels so fulfilling. Naalala ko pa nung time na papunta ko ng office. Gabi na nun eh, graveyard shift kasi ako. Sobrang lakas ng ulan nun to the point na bumahana. Tsaka, nahirapan akong makahanap ng masasakyan nun. So yun, nilakad ko talaga yung baha. Pero nakarating naman ako ng safe nun sa office. And that night, meron palang naghihintay na good news for me. Hindi ko talaga in-expect. I was so happy. And it feels so good na nagbubunga yung mga pinaghirapan mo. I don't always win. I also have plans that didn't work. I know na I still have things that I have to work on. Sa sarili ko, sa ibang bagay. But at this point of my life, I can say na I made myself happy. It was all worth the hard work. And I know that God is always there to guide me. it's one of the things that keeps me going. It's God and my dreams. So yeah, let's not forget why we started. Let's not forget that we have dreams we want to fulfill. Let's remember what we've been through just to achieve the things that we have right now, the energy and time you invested when you were just starting out. Remember those days, how excited you are when you were just setting your goals. And let's look at the big picture. If your future is at stake, will you give up? Siguro naman, di ba, hindi. Sino ba naman ang ayaw na magandang buhay? The things we face in life are not always easy. It is even more difficult when everyone thinks you can do everything. Everyone expects you to always win. But even if they're like that, let's make a safe space for ourselves. In times when you don't know what to do, give yourself a break. Don't push yourself too hard. And don't forget to pray and bring everything closer to God. Let's have a positive outlook in life because it will help us get through tough times. And yeah, that's it for this episode. I just want to say thank you to everyone for supporting my podcast, especially those who listened to the first episode of the show. I appreciate you guys so much. Please follow my podcast and click the bell icon to get notified whenever I upload a new episode. Have a good one.